The Madison meeting had been arranged as a scientific briefing for the Dalai Lama on several lines of related research that had taken place a year before in his Dharamsala headquarters. While Davidson's data on compassion were surprising, still more remarkable results were about to be reported by Paul Ekman. Ekman was among the handful of scientists who had attended the Dharamsala meeting, and he had studied Osir a few months earlier in his own laboratory. The net result was four studies, in each of which, as Ekman said, we found things we've never found before. Some findings were so unprecedented, Ekman admitted, he was not yet sure he completely understood them himself. The first test used a measure that represents a culmination of Ekman's life's work as the world's leading expert on the facial expression of emotions. The test consists of a videotape in which a series of faces show a variety of expressions very briefly. The challenge is to identify whether you've just seen the facial signs, for instance, of contempt or anger or fear. Each expression stays on the screen for just 1/5 of a second in one version and for 1/30th of a second in another, so fast that you would miss it if you blinked. Each time the person must select which of seven emotions he or she has just seen. The ability to recognize fleeting expressions signals an unusual capacity for accurate empathy. Then Ekman announced his results. Both Osir and another advanced Western meditator were two standard deviations above the norm in recognizing these super-quick facial signals of emotion. They both scored far higher than any of the 5,000 other people tested. In Ekman's words, they do better than policemen, lawyers, psychiatrists, customs officials, judges, even Secret Service agents, the group that had previously distinguished itself as most accurate. It appears that one benefit of some part of the life paths these two have followed is becoming more aware of these subtle signs of how other people feel. Unquote. The Dalai Lama, who had been skeptical that Ekman would find anything on this test, exclaimed with surprise, "Oh, in that case, practicing Dharma does seem to make a difference here. That's something new." Ekman moved on to the next finding, one that was even more surprising, if not baffling.